not going to be all snow. A wintry mix is forecast for the listening area.
First words of the first podcast. There's no real way to just start talking that makes any sense, I don't think, so we're just going to go with that. My name is Alex. This is Wintry Mix, and we're recording to you, not live, you won't hear this live, from Vermont Public Radio. Mostly my fault, but we also have the intern here, Drew.
How are you?
There's Drew. He's actually a legit, real live intern. He's not like a impersonating an intern or anything like that. Where are you an intern, Drew?
I am an intern here with Ski the East, coming from Linden State College.
How's it going? Are you enjoying it? Is it working out as you expected?
Oh, it's a good time, you know, hang out in the warehouse with the dudes, pack some stickers.
Get dragged into VPR to be on a podcast.
Yep, thrown in here.
Fantastic. Well, Wintry Mix is what we're hoping to accomplish for you here. It is a podcast that is going to bring you a variety of characters from all across Snowdom. Not really a word there. And today we are going to start things off, actually not start things off. This is the second podcast in the first series with Tyler Fairbank. And Fairbank, if you've heard that name before, it's for a good reason. They're, in matter of speaking, royalty in skiing, at least from a family ownership perspective. His father of Tyler Fairbank, the name is now escaping me, Brian Fairbank, owns and operates Jiminy Peak, Bromley, and Cranmore in New Hampshire. And they recently announced a entirely new initiative, basically, with a partner down there, that is going to create the largest solar array or community solar array. We'll find out from him. If it's the largest or the biggest or the loudest or the cleanest or how it smells. We'll find out from him shortly about that. And it's actually step two. They built a windmill, going on a decade ago. Have you ever seen a windmill up close, Drew? I mean, how big these things are?
Oh, yeah, they're pretty big. You can hear them going from, a few feet away. Yeah. Well, actually, you can hear them going from farther than a few feet.
And obviously, you know, windmills and solar panels, windmills more so. Some people love them. Some people don't like them, nearby property value reasons and such. But we are going to talk to Tyler Fairbank shortly here on Wintry Mix. And our goal with the program, because obviously it's still kind of new to us and to you, is to be entertaining first, informative second. We're going to try to not have him read his press release to us. We'll see if we're successful at that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Tyler Fairbank here on Wintry Mix. Get your ski shined up, grab a stick of juicy fruit. The taste is gonna move ya. Take a sniff, pull it out. The taste is gonna move ya when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy fruit is gonna move ya. It chews the salt, it gets right to ya. Juicy fruit, the taste is gonna move ya. And we're live with Tyler Fairbank here on Wintry Mix. And Tyler is, if I'm correct, the CEO of Jiminy Peak. Is that also true for Bromley and Cranmore?
Yeah, it's actually called the Fairbank Group. And so our resorts and our renewable energy companies and so forth are within the Fairbank Group. So.
And as you said, the renewable energy companies, that's kind of what's been in the news lately. You guys announced quite an aggressive solar array that's getting started there. How did that originate as far as something that you guys wanted to pursue?
Well, years and years ago, let me start. The bigger story here is we are kind of fundamentally in the ski business, and you can't be in the ski business really without being kind of an environmental steward, right? I mean, it kind of goes hand in glove. So we're concerned about the environment, concerned about weather, concerned about, being good stewards of the environment and so forth. And so that's kind of the DNA, if you will, that makes up the Fairbank family and then goes back, generations and decades. And so, there's also the really real business case. So when you are in the ski industry, you use a lot of energy. And so, not only do you want to be mindful, for the planet's sake in the amount of energy that you use, but it also costs a lot of money. So anything that you can do to get yourself to be off of the grid or to be using renewable energy or to be using electricity less expensively, conservation and so forth, we have always been into. So goes back years and years. I mean, we...
take us back to the windmill. I mean, because that was obviously before the solar array. When did that get started? And that's obviously been operating for a number of years.
Yeah. So 2007, we installed the wind turbine. And that was on the heels of a full decade worth of big conservation initiatives here at Jiminy. And, you know, and it was kind of interesting because we went so far as to use waterless urinals. So if you want to talk about true conservation,
how do you make those smell okay?
We've done a lot to try to go into the conservative mode. That being said, the wind turbine was kind of this far-fetched idea that somebody threw out there at my dad back in the early 2000s, and we said, yeah, that's crazy. And, you know, you could go through a crazy idea at my dad, and usually it winds up getting done and done well. And actually out of that spawned a renewable energy business called EOS Ventures, and that's one of the businesses within the Fairbank Group. And so we started out in doing other wind turbine development. We started doing other solar development. So we own and operate a number of solar facilities throughout the Northeast, have consulted and built and constructed a number of wind turbine facilities throughout the Northeast. So we kind of had these parallel tracks of ski resort development and renewable energy portfolio development, which sounds a bit like an odd combination, but it works for us. And so along the way, we said, boy, you know, we're developing these big solar projects, one in southern Vermont at the old Pownell Racetrack, which we did a couple of years ago, and some others in the area. And we identified that there was a piece of land here near the resort that we could use. And so as we started to work it through, we realized, my gosh, we can actually get almost 90%, nearly 100% now, of our renewable energy, or of our energy from renewable technologies right here locally. And so when we kind of identified that, it was really almost this big goal that we just had to achieve. So it's been a couple of years in the making. It's under construction now. And when we flip the switch this fall, we really will be over the 90% number. So it's exciting for us. It's a big deal. We're weenies, we're geeks, we get it. Not everybody loves this stuff, but we're into it, and we love doing it.
But you're looking to flick the switch, as you said, this fall. So how quickly is from start to finish on this kind of project?
Well, you know, these solar projects, this is a big project. So you think about 12 acres of land being covered with solar panels. And, you know, that's kind of a big image if you put it in your head.
Does it have to be flat land?
No, not necessarily. It's interesting. This land that we're talking about is actually slightly northern facing, but it actually situates itself quite nicely. These projects take only, you know, 8 to 12 weeks to actually construct and to build. Believe it or not, all of the hard work with these kinds of solar projects is really in all of the development and pre-development work, all the permitting, the design, the engineering, the interconnect agreement negotiations with the utility, blah, blah, blah. That's what makes these projects kind of long in the tooth, if you will. But the construction of them, not long at all.
So the Fairbank Group, has it gotten to a point now where this renewable piece is a bigger part of your overall business than ski area operations, or which is which?
No, the ski resort side of the equation is still bigger for us. You know, each of the ski resorts that we operate, Jiminy Peak, Bromley in southern Vermont, and Cranmore up in North Conway, these are all enterprises that have been in existence for 60, 70 years. You know, they're good size operations, and they do very, you know, they do fine. Obviously, we're in the weather business, so, you know, it all depends on what Mother Nature is going to throw at us. But they're pretty well developed, pretty mature businesses. The renewables business, it's a tough go, I have to tell you. We've been in it for, this is our eighth year being in the quote unquote renewables business as well. It's a tough slug. It's a hard business to be in. We're a fairly boutique-y operation. We're not big, large scale. We don't go out looking for publicity on what we do. It's kind of a quiet behind the scenes. We've done, you know, 30 plus megawatts worth of renewable energy development, but we do it, you know, again, somewhat behind the scenes and quietly, in the spirit of getting good projects done. And you know, it's just, it's not something that's super visible to the public eye.
Well, let's talk about you and the family operation. I assume that you grew up there very close to the resort?
Yeah. In fact, here in Hancock, which is, you know, Jiminy's kind of the flagship of the businesses within our portfolio. When I say I grew up here, I literally grew up here. When my mother was 7 months pregnant with me, my father and mother moved here for my father to take over the resort as a very, very young man at 23 years old. And the rest, as they say, is history. Out of college, I worked with my dad for nearly 10 years. Then I left the business, really not much of an intention of coming back, and went off and did my own thing for a whole variety of years. And then we came back together actually to start the renewable energy business. And since then, things have kind of exploded in a very good way in terms of adding businesses to the portfolio. And so it's been growing, and we're having a great time doing it.
And your type of operation is becoming more the minority in the ski business as there's more consolidation. And what role do you think that the Fairbank Group plays, or your sorts of resorts, or the way that you manage? You know, how do you see that as being any kind of a differentiator with the rest of the industry?
It's a very interesting point, and probably a much longer conversation than we have time for today. But there are, you know, some of the big conglomerates in the industry, and then there are a number of operations across the country that are kind of like ours. You get multiple resorts that are within either a family operation or within a closely held private enterprise that owns 3, 4, 5 ski resorts. And, you know, we're seeing more and more of that take place because there are some synergies to be had with a number of ski resorts that kind of look alike. They don't have to be identical, but they serve similar kinds of markets. They have similar kinds of offerings. They have, you know, similar customer segments and so forth. And so you can really get some leverage out of having 3, 4, 5 ski resorts and centralize some operations and get some efficiencies out of that kind of setup. So we're seeing more and more of it, not huge amounts, but more and more. And we like it. We can be nimble. We can make decisions quickly. We can be very effective. We can share best practices across resorts. We can be a nimble organization without a lot of the bureaucracy, but still get some of the economies of scale that some of the bigger operations get. So it's definitely an advantage for us.
And shifting gears a little bit here, your favorite 3 restaurants in the Berkshires?
You can't do that to me. All of them. It depends on the night of the week and depends what I'm in the mood.
If you're buying, and then if I'm buying.
Let's see. Oh, boy, you are a tough one. Let's see. So Mission on North Street in Pittsfield is probably one of my favorite spots to go to. You feel like you're ducking into another part of the world, and it's just a really, really cool spot. I love Jay's Asian Bistro down in Lenox. Fabulous place to go get Asian food. Love it. Just absolutely terrific. And another one, and I guess maybe an Asian event, I do love Flavors, which is right on North Street in Pittsfield as well. So a little bit central county-centric, but I love them all. You put me on the spot with that one. That's not fair.
All right. Well, this one might be a little bit easier, and we're almost done, I promise. When you're not skiing at Jiminy Cranmore or Bromley, where do you like to go?
Oh, gosh, where don't I like to go? You know, here's the thing about being in the ski business. I approach a ski resort 180 degrees the opposite way that anybody else would approach it, unless they're a ski area operator. I drive in, I'm looking at the way the parking lot is laid out. I'm looking at the way the base area is laid out. I'm looking at where their kids center is. I'm looking at what kind of snow gun technology they're using. I look at, you know, the way in which their cafeteria is set up. Try to see, oh, what are they doing that maybe we could do and so forth. And so it's this constant learning process. So I'm not answering the question the way you wanted me to, but I would go into every ski resort. You know, my father and I would go skiing. We'll pick a day and we'll go ski 3 or 4 resorts in one day. We've done this before to have fun, just to, you know, get out and do something a little bit different, but also just be looking for, who's doing what really, really well and try to bring that back to the shop, if you will.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The signage, looking at everybody's signage and the price of their hamburgers and how they have their bathrooms designed.
It's
hard not to do. It's just like probably a restaurant tour in other people's restaurants.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Tyler, thanks a lot. I really appreciate the time today. And anything next for Jiminy we should be watching for over the horizon, either this year or years to come?
Well, you know, Jiminy is going to continue to improve the way we operate our resort here. The master plan here is pretty much fully built out, but we're taking the opportunity to really kind of leverage this new green platform that we've developed over the last handful of years. That's exciting for us. Adding a whole bunch of new fun and exciting dimensions to the day-to-day visits and experience for our guests that go beyond just the skiing. So you can look for some fun stuff on those fronts. And you'll see some similar things going on at both Bromley and Cranmore. So always continuing to improve year over year the operations and try to deliver more and more fun new things that people want. And often it's things that are outside of the ski experience. And we really want to make that a full experience for the family who comes here from the tip of it to the stern of it.
And then one word that comes to mind when someone tells you about El Nino.
It's snow.
Thanks, Tyler. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
I am El Nino. All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino. Yo soy El Nino. For those of you who don't habla Espanol, El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
We just concluded with Tyler Fairbank, who is the CEO of the Fairbank Group, ownership of Jiminy Peak, Bromley Mountain, and Cranmore Mountain in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts, respectively. I don't think we did necessarily all that well. That was our first CEO, and it was a little bit different than our previous interview and those we have to come. He's obviously very polished, very smart, knows exactly what he wants to communicate. I feel like the audience, do you think we kept him there?
Well, I think you did a pretty good job there, Alex. A lot of the stuff was above my head. Didn't take too many science classes, being a ski resort management major. So,
all right, we'll try to do better next time. And next time is going to be Jeff Alexander, who is the director of events and competitions and all sorts of fun stuff like that at Killington in Vermont. Wintry Mix is recorded at Vermont Public Radio Studios in Colchester. We're supported by VPR and its members. I'm Alex Kaufman. Our intern is Drew. Angela Evansy is our producer. I hope I pronounced that right. Audio engineering by Chris Albertine. Thank you for listening to our jibber jabber, good sir. I'm Alex. That's Drew.
Have a good one, guys.
Next time. Say it one more time. Can you say it right when it's time? That'll be way cooler. Because it'll be like, it'll be like you, it'll be, because I can't do it.